This is what whooping cough can sound like in a baby and a young boy. Examples from the Centers for Disease Control of the unrelenting cough punctuated by gasps for air.
It starts off as a cold.
That's Dr. Lori Gray at Cook Children's Primary Care Office in Mansfield.
Sort of looks like a runny nose, a little bit of a cough, nothing really major. And then after a week or so, then you start getting just these coughing spasms. Kids under one may or may not cough. In fact, that's the danger with whooping cough. Kids under one have a tendency to stop breathing. But kids older than one, they'll then having this coughing episode. And it's just, it's hard to watch.
But sometimes parents don't hear that telltale whoop in the cough.
We never heard that sound that everybody talks about.
That's Shelley Newton, an Azle school teacher. 4 summers ago, as the school year was ending, her 8-year-old daughter Allison got whooping cough, also known as pertussis. About 2 weeks later, she started coughing. Shelley Newton says it was bad.
My daughter would just cough and cough and cough until she'd throw up. I never did throw up. But I did would just cough so hard that I basically separated my ribs. They just separated from the cartilage. It was very painful.
Newton said she had had her childhood whooping cough immunizations and her daughter was up to date on hers. But they both got sick in June and struggled with a cough through August.
In China, they refer to it as the 100-day cough.
Dr. Christopher Perkins is Dallas County Medical Director. He says the vaccine offers the best defense against whooping cough, but it loses strength over time.
The vaccine generally lasts about 5 years on average in a child. The vaccine is not as potent as it used to be, so it doesn't confer longer protection as the previous vaccine.
Since 2005, the U.S. no longer uses the more potent version of the vaccine. The live whooping cough bacteria that had been used was considered more dangerous. Dr. Perkins says it's critical to keep vaccinations current at 2, 4, 6, and 12 to 15 months, then 4 to 6 years old before starting school, and a booster at 11 or 12. So what's behind the rapid rise in whooping cough cases? Russell Jones, Tarrant County's chief epidemiologist, offered one explanation to county commissioners.
What's driving this particular outbreak appears to be the 7 to 11-year-olds. They've had their vaccine when they were 5. The immunity wanes, and then they become vulnerable until they can get their booster at age 11.
Jones says the county has sent advisories to local doctors to think pertussis and test for whooping cough in order to treat it as quickly as possible. Dr. Lori Gray says another factor could be the reluctance of some parents to immunize their children because of concerns about the possible side effects of vaccines.
And I know that when we are talking with parents who have vaccine concerns, the one that we tend to emphasize the most out of all of them, please, if you only get one, please get this one, because this is one that is real. It is here, and it will kill your baby. Potentially, there's a good chance they'll have bad complications if they get it.
There have been 2 whooping cough deaths in Texas this year. Both were infants too young to be vaccinated.
Of course, what we recommend doing is cocooning a baby. That means that the mom gets their pertussis booster while they're pregnant, not afterwards. That means that every person in the family who's going to be near the baby is up to date on their whooping cough shots.
Being up to date on those shots is important. It can prevent whooping cough or at least lessen the symptoms. Shelley Newton knows that.
All I know is that if it was that bad and excruciating having had the vaccine, I can't imagine what it would have been like without it.
BJ Austin, KERA News.